The Merit Systems Protection Board's new report on due process just doesn't talk to federal employees alone. It says a lot to managers also. The MSPB report covers how agencies can handle adverse personnel situations and what kind of constitutional protections employees enjoy. Here with more on the managerial impact is John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So I read that report, and it's really interesting because I think it's a great reminder, if nothing else, of where we have come from, and that the professional civil service system with protections for federal employees was not always the case in the United States.
That's absolutely right, Tom. And I think, first of all, MSPB did a very good job. And truth in advertising, I spent many years as a federal employee at Merit Systems Protection Board. And for a time, I was head of the office that issued that report. But my former colleagues did a good thing here. So you're right. What the report points out, first of all, is that there's been an evolution in how we deal with performance issues in government. And early in the days of the formal civil service system, which goes back to 1883, there really were very few protections. It was hire based on merit, almost fire at will. There was a probationary period, but not much after that. And then the due process really are protections for employees from an improper termination came along gradually. There was a standard put in place in 1912. Veterans got some rights to appeal in 1944. The Kennedy administration extended that. So part of what that suggests is, one, we've learned going along that there are good reasons to want to have some reasonable protections in place. It doesn't mean that we've arrived at exactly the right place in history. We are where we are right now. I think there's reasons to want to continue to look at ways to streamline the process and make sure that we're serving both the taxpayer but also serving the interest of good government and protecting the legitimate rights of employees.
Now, the board was telling Congress that there are constitutional rights for due process for removing people or adverse personnel actions. And it depends, if it's a possibly criminal action, it's one thing. If it's just poor performance, it's something else. But people have taken that to mean that, well, you can never get rid of a federal employee. But the fact is that managers but they have to do it right. And so tell us more what the managerial impacts are from this report.
Yeah, so I think there's five takeaways for managers. And as you point out, Tom, in the MSPB report, they do note that there were 77,000 employees over a 14-year period involuntarily separated from the federal government. And yes, that's a small percentage of the total workforce, but there's probably many times that number that actually left government in lieu of a involuntary separation, that they either quit or they saw the writing on the wall and they left. But the advice for managers here and the kind of the takeaways from the report, first, managers, I think, need to keep in mind that the goal of good management is not how many people can I fire, but rather, how good a manager am I in terms of recruiting, hiring, training, motivating, and retaining a talented workforce. So if you take care of basics, hopefully you don't have a lot of problem employees. But even great managers, can't bat 1,000. There's going to be times when you just have an employee that, for whatever reason, is not a right fit in the job, either it's conduct or it's performance, or they have personal problems which lead to conduct or performance issues. So the second takeaway, though, from the report is that, managers will tear their hair out talking about, gosh, it takes so darn long. And I think one of the takeaways is that a lot of those delays that they see in removing an employee when all else fails are typically things within the control of the agency. It may take a long period of time for upper-level management to review proposed action, or there may be, you know, other things that go on within the agency. Manager says, "Hey, I want to fire an employee," and the general counsel's office says, "Okay, what was their last performance rating?" Well, they were outstanding. Well, you know, we've got a disconnect. So, the takeaway is that when you're looking at, we've got to do a better job at this, look within the agency first. Another thing I thought was very valuable, Tom, in the MSPB report was they pointed out that when an employee is fired and they file an appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board, they are off the payroll and out of the office. There is this misconception, which MSPB clarifies, that if you have an appeal that goes on for many months, this is an employee who's getting paid and is a drain on the workforce and the taxpayer, and that's not true. Once an agency decides we've proposed an action, you've had a chance to respond to it, you haven't convinced us, we are taking this termination, you may appeal that, but we're taking the action, they're off the payroll.
Sure.
So that's something that you need to keep in mind.
We're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And so, because they have these rights to due process and the fact that they can be removed from the payroll, at least temporarily, I guess it's a certain amount of planning and patience if you are a manager in the federal government. But really, the time to figure all of this out is not when you're confronted with a crisis employee.
That's right. So a manager's best friend, Tom, can be a knowledgeable staff member, either in the general counsel's office or the employee relations specialist in your HR office, someone who knows the process. Again, we want to make sure that employees can be fired, but also want to make sure they can be fired for the right reasons. If you understand the process and the burden of proof that has to be met and so on, you can do it. But, if you don't deal with that every day, it's hard. But again, if you're a manager, getting to know somebody in your own agency who knows the process can be very helpful. A third takeaway from the report, though, in part, is that, doing nothing with a problem employee has one of the lowest chances of success at, making things better in the organization. So even though the goal is not to avoid taking an action, which, conflict avoidance or confrontation avoidance is natural. But you don't have to be you don't have to wait until you have an absolute guarantee that you're going to be upheld. The fact of the matter is most appeals to MSPB do uphold the agency's action, which is the way it should be if the agency's done its job. But the worst case scenario is what happens if you take an action, they appeal, and there's grounds to reverse that appeal. It's not the end of the world. You've sent a strong message that you're going to take action, maybe if you didn't dot all the T's and cross or dot the I's and cross the T's, you could have a reversal. But if it's procedural, you could also retake the action. But the goal is if you do the right thing, if it's morally and ethically the right thing to do, odds are you're going to be successful. And sometimes just having that difficult conversation with the employee, this isn't working out, we've got to do something, that can actually sometimes resolve in itself in the employee voluntarily leaving, or the employee, best case scenario, becomes a better employee.
And John, how do you deal with some of the sensational cases like we've read about at the VA where people have been found to have committed contracting irregularities or manipulation of data? And you know all the stories going on at VA. And of course, that gets Congress involved. And it's probably at the extreme end of what managers do, because there are thousands and thousands of managers that are completely above board day in, day out for their entire careers. But what happens when something blows up like that, that perhaps only the secretary would even know about? In most cases, they didn't. In other words, there's at the top of the hierarchy, what happens?
First of all, those are the extreme cases. They're not the standard by any means. But again, the MSPB report points out managers, including the head of the agency or the head of a major component in the agency, can take action. It's not, well, my hands are tied. Now, if you have established an internal procedure that says, well, I'm going to delegate as a component head, I'm going to delegate to lower level managers the initial stage, and that initial stage starts, you have to let them finish. But you can always withdraw that delegation. So when something egregious happens, and we all get outraged when somebody's cooking the books or they're doing something unethical, or there's clearly something going on that is wrong, you can take action. Managers, including at the very head of the agency, can take action. And in fact, there's a merit system principle that says when an employee cannot or will not perform the work at an acceptable level, they should be removed. So the bottom line here, Tom, is being a good manager is hard work in general, but it's even harder in government. But because something is difficult is not a reason to avoid doing it. You just have to be sure you're prepared and you got to do it.
All right. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Thank you.